Live. We're kicking off hour number three of the Friday edition. As always, you can call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including our updates. Get signed up at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. We're going to jump into some emails here. In fact, this article I got via email from one of our listeners. This one is from Stéphane Molyneux, an exclusive to StrikeTheRoot.com. It's called Murdering the Group, Saving Individuals. He says, once more, bombs rain down in the Middle East. Arabs and Jews hurl fire and murder children. The world turns pale with horror and empty words pour from televised heads. And as usual, the obvious and effective solution can never be discussed. It's the same with immigration, the national debt, the war on terror, and all the other state-driven and media-obscured questions of the day. Obsessed by details, blind to the obvious, we're like swimmers in shark-infested waters worrying about cramps. The saddest thing is that we know exactly how to bring peace to the Middle East, and everywhere else for that matter. Solving the problem of collective violence might have been a real head-scratcher in the Middle Ages, but it takes a truly modern education to pretend ignorance now. It's embarrassingly simple, of course, but you'll wear out the batteries on your TV remote scanning for a mention of it anywhere. So what is the solution to the problem of collective violence? Well, it's this. Stop believing in groups. Molyneux says groups don't exist any more than a forest exists independently of the trees that it describes. A Jew doesn't exist. An Arab doesn't exist. Neither does Israel or Muslim. There are people and land and trees and sky. There are no groups. If people surrender their moral independence to some morally superior collective, or more accurately, some madman claiming to speak for such a non-existent entity, then of course violence is the inevitable result. Irrational and collectivist moral absolutes are the fundamental weapons of mass destruction of our species. Believing that you're part of the master race because you're Jewish, or the chosen of Allah because you're Muslim, opens the path to blood, tears, flames, and graves. Such delusions are both false and absolutist, the most deadly combination. Irrational moral ideals, which must be enforced, always end up murdering the innocent and the not-so-innocent en masse. Beliefs that are irrational, required, universal, and absolute will always put swords in the hands of men. Illogical and anti-empirical beliefs can't be validated by external and objective factors. Two scientists who disagree on a theory can resolve their dispute via the scientific method. They can defer to logic and reproducible experiments. They don't have to bomb each other into submission.
But wait. All those people over there, they have dark-colored skin. They're in a group together. Those people, they all have dark hair. They all have dark hair, and they all have,
The group is in your head, Johnson. They're not actually in a group together.
But come on.
You're categorizing them.
They're in a group. I mean, it's obvious, right? I mean,
you're playing devil's advocate.
Shouldn't we treat them all differently, right? I mean,
no.
Come on.
They're human beings.
Those people are brown.
They have genitalia,
are yellow.
Just like we do.
Those people have big noses. Those people have curly hair. They're all different. Come on, we should group them together.
No.
Why not?
I love Stéphane Molyneux's articles.
Molyneux.
I don't know. I don't do
He's from Canada.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why it's Molyneux.
I like his articles.
Did you have a comment beyond I like his articles? Or?
That's a great article.
When he talks about stuff like this, that's great. But then when he goes on to describe, a world without government.
I don't think he even touches on that.
He doesn't in this particular one, but I happen to have read his stuff, and yeah, that scares me.
Well, you're easily frightened. Boo. Mathematicians can disagree over a proposition.
Wait, did you just put them in a group of the easily frightened?
No. I made a declarative statement. Mathematicians can disagree over a proposition, but in the end, it's not personal. It's not the dominance of one over the others, but of logic and proof over one or all. The free market runs on the same principle. Value is not decided by committees or leaders, but by individual decisions, which is one reason why it's always so bad, it always turns out so poorly, when government decides value. When government decides, you must charge X amount of dollars for this gallon of milk,
right.
Or you cannot charge any lower than this amount for gasoline. Whenever government decides a value, it's always wrong.
Yeah, it's a bad idea every single time.
And the reason why is because they're totally disconnected from the marketplace. They're using their position as authorities, sitting above everyone else, and just issuing diktats. There's no actual market telltale signs or anything that they're taking into factor. So he points out that value is not decided by committees or leaders, but in the marketplace, it's by individual decisions. For instance, if I think that my product is better than yours, I don't have to blow up your offices. I just have to appeal to the consumer, who's the final arbiter. Consumers don't have to burn down a Ford plant if they prefer Volvos. Individual decisions determine the value and success of each company. In religion, politics, and nationalism, things are very different, because no objective method exists to resolve disputes. Who can prove that Jewish is better than Christian, or Muslim, or Buddhist? You
people
can't.
People that try to do it are ultimately unsuccessful.
Right, but the people that are trying to do that are in, or consider themselves, in one of those groups. So they're just saying, well, my group's the best.
Right.
And I'm willing to kill you over it.
Apparently.
How can these absolute and irrational fantasies ever be reconciled in reality? They're impervious to logic and experimentation. Universal truth is willed and not proven. This irrationality creates instability, hostility, and endless desire for expansion. The more collectivist a society becomes, the more expansionistic it becomes. Witness Israel, Islam, and America. The solution, I mean, that's what we've got here in America. They're saying, well, we've got to take the fight to them. I've heard George Bush say it over and over. We've got to take the fight to them so they don't bring the fight over here. And then, of course, his cronies, his supporters, are telling us, they've told us before, time and time again, that this is a religious war. If we don't hit them first, the Muslims are going to come over here and wipe us all out.
I'd love to listen to a Bush speech and count how many times he mentions groups. How many times he makes allusions to groups. Yeah.
Terrorists.
Terrorists. He just would lump people into groups probably over and over and over again.
You're either with us or against us.
Groups and fear.
Well, we certainly have a language of groups. I mean, that's just what we do.
That man uses the word them more than any other president probably in history.
The solution to the crisis in the Middle East isn't easy, but it is simple, and the alternatives are stark. We must outgrow our addictions to the false gods of history, be they religious, political, or national. Giving the modern equivalents of witch doctors access to 21st century weapons has become far too dangerous. If we cannot break our addiction to our fantasies of our collective virtue, the slaughter will only increase. And so we must say to the warring tribes of the Middle East, and indeed to the whole world, quote, as long as there are Arabs and Jews and Americans and Iranians, our natural brotherhood remains drowned in bloody tribal fantasies. If we refuse to give up our gods and groups and leaders, we may forever live in war and fear and hatred. If we can find the strength to outgrow this madness, we may not all find heaven, but at least we'll be free to escape hell. The solution to violence is not vanquishing our foes, but indeed our own illusions. I think it's a great message, and I think he's absolutely right. I think that these groups are totally polarizing people, and they're turning us against one another, when really all we are is just people, man. We're people trying to live out our lives on a rock called Earth. And the religions are, really, religions are a huge factor in this. I mean, whether or not you're white or you're black, obviously there's some people that hate other people based on skin color. But when you're born into a white or black family, there's not a Bible that you're learning from, you're right. Learning to hate from. There's not a Koran or some sort of a document that you're learning this hatred for others from. So I really think religion is really one of the worst parts of all of it. But the whole nationalism is also a factor as well. The idea that we're somehow better because we were born on this part of the rock. Well, we're born over here. We're better than you are.
Our country's better. Yeah, it's an interesting idea. The whole nationalism thing.
It's a bad idea, is what it is.
You know, I mean, how is it that we can say ours is better than somebody else can say theirs is better? I mean, well, what makes their one reason better than the other? It's just so weird.
There's no reasoning. It's we're here and they're there and we're better.
Well, and it's also one of the things, though, that they teach in our lovely government schools.
What's that?
It's one of the first things they teach. Not necessarily nationalism, but just this whole mentality of let's group together and say that we're better than
Pledge of Allegiance?
All that stuff. Pledge of Allegiance, sports teams, you know, in a lot of high school athletics, just on the playground in general. Kids are taught to group together and say that they're better than one another. That happens all the time.
1-800-259-9231. Your comments on groups. Can we ever get rid of them? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You're being followed very, very closely. You zig, it zigs. You zag, it's right behind you. Exactly where you want it to be, because it's your trailer. When I come back, I'll lead the lesson on how to follow.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Whether it's horses or a new boat, you're towing weight worth pulling the right way. Here's advice to follow. First, never exceed towing capacity. Too much weight behind can do big damage to the vehicle and its tires in front. Next, pursue and purchase a weight-appropriate hitch, hitch ball, and ball mount. And finally, do you know the leading towing accessory? Though trailer lights and turn signals list, they all trail behind you, the driver. So for a towing experience worth its weight in gold, closely follow the safety rules of the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via our toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. 9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including the wiki. You go to WIKI, that's wiki.freetalklive.com, and you'll find over 800 pages that have been created by you, the listeners. In fact, you can go in and you can edit virtually anything that you see on the freetalklive.com wiki, and so can anyone else. That's wiki.freetalklive.com, WIKI.freetalklive.com.
And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Right, so we were talking with, or not talking with, but we were reading an article from Stefan Molyneux over at striketheroot.com about this idea of ending the concept of groups. As he pointed out, all there is just people and earth and sky and trees. There's no groups. This is a concept. It's a silly concept. In fact, a dangerous concept that we place ourselves in these groups, and then we come to the belief that our group is better than the other groups, and then that sort of transmogrifies into our group is so much better that we should wipe out these other groups because they're dangerous and they're threatening our group, and then we have global war as a result of that. I mean, this is bad.
And
it needs to end.
And that's just it. It has a lot to do with belief. You know, it's not just about race and color of skin, but it has a lot to do with belief and just beliefs about these silly things, like, you know, I don't know. The first thing that comes to mind is, of course, the different various religions out there that fight back and forth and kill one another over something that they have absolutely zero
proof. It hasn't stopped. It's been
zero.
Going on forever, and it's going on now.
They are killing one another over nothing.
I'd say that we're fighting a religion over there, that the Americans are definitely fighting a religion, like radical Islam,
mm-hmm.
definitely. But I think that Americans are killing over radical nationalism.
You're saying that...
Explain yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, most of the yellow ribbons riding around on Escalades out there mm-hmm. are people that are saying, go team. Yay, team.
Go America.
Yeah, that's really it. It's not about we need to... you know, shove Jesus down the throat of these godless heathens.
No, they're not trying to shove Jesus down their throats. They just want to kill them.
Right, and I'd say it's more about nationalism, more about my team.
I think both are a factor. I think you've got a nationalist group of Christians that are out there killing Muslims.
I don't think that many of them are even that big of Christians.
You don't have to be that big of Christians, but as long as there are Christians who are in charge, who believe that the Muslims are trying to come over here and kill all of us, but we got to kill them first. I think there's definitely a big factor there.
You know,
it's not a non-existent factor. That's for certain.
I had brought something up to you, Ian, on the break, and I think it actually relates to this, so I want to bring it up. Last week, when I was on my way down to the show, I was listening to some jackball who was replacing. He was actually filling in for some show on XM's Fox News channel. Some guy named Steve, he was just filling in for some other show, John Gibson. John Gibson, yep, that's it. And it was some Steve guy who was filling in, and he had on a guest who was a woman who was running for the governor of New Hampshire.
Oh, boy.
And I thought that was interesting. She's a Republican. She's running as a Republican for governor of New Hampshire.
Okay.
And her big platform issue that she decided to bring up with this guy was about how 9/11 was an inside job.
Really?
Yep. And that's her, like, big issue that she's running on up there. And he made her, and rightfully so, because she had no defenses, and she was not very well-spoken.
Not prepared.
Prepared. And he made her look like the biggest idiot.
Mm.
Jan something or other. Don't know who she is. Don't remember. Mm. All I know is I was sitting there going, wow.
We'll be voting for her.
What a fool. he gave out the wrong number. I was actually thinking about calling in. But one of the first things...
He gave out the wrong number?
He gave out... Well, he's replacing for his own, you know, for this guy's show. But he gave out one wrong digit because I tried calling in a couple times and it was the wrong number. When he finally did give out the right number, I was too close to hear, and I didn't call in. But one of the questions that he had asked her was he's saying, you know, about this, you know, what's the motivation? What's the motivation? Why would this have happened? You know, why could the government, how could the government possibly, you know, have this inside job? Why would we go over there to Iraq? You know, what's the motivation? I don't understand. And, you know, bringing up this whole group idea, you know, the first two ideas that popped into my head, and I wanted to call and say, look, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind, Operation Northwoods, you know, and I would have had him right there to just talk about, you know, how we were going to plan that attack on Cuba, and why we were going to try and separate that group over two very clear reasons. It's either comes down to our going in there to change a government because of a political ideology, going to a place to change a government because of a religious ideology, or going to a place to try and do something with a market. For example, our war on drugs. There are various different reasons. For example, when we went into Iraq, there are all these different things that now the government has power to do in regards to this drug war that we have in this country, and all the profits that they can make over their now increased security level in this country. Not only that, but at the same time, they're also able to possibly be stealing oil from Iraq, and it's also possible that it's just a religious ideology of the White House right now, because we have a lot of Christians in power in government.
Mm.
All three of those things are all possibilities, any one of them. But is that a possibility that it was an inside job? Absolutely.
Well, I got to say that I actually saw something recently, and I'll have to send you the link to it. It's called loosechangeguide.com.
Okay.
And it's a website that debunks the loose change video. This is one of the popular conspiracy videos.
Okay.
And it just debunks it sentence by sentence with actual, real evidence, real research. And he just makes mincemeat out of the guy that made the loose change video. It is the most entertaining read. If you're somebody, and I watched Loose Change, and I thought it was an entertaining production. Mm-hmm. I thought it was well put together. But unfortunately, it just wasn't based on actually anything beyond speculation and mm-hmm. hypothesis. And so to suggest that it was an inside job, it's an interesting thing to explore.
I'm not suggesting that it was an inside job. I'm suggesting that the possibility exists.
Of course the possibility exists. But it's also improbable in that the government is stupid and incompetent. And
it's giving them a lot of credit.
These are the same fools, as you pointed out, Mark, can't even keep drugs out of prisons. How could they possibly put together an operation and cover up all sorts of things?
It's hard for me to imagine that they could, because it would seem like there would have to be a lot of people involved, because that you can't do anything efficiently in government.
And how do you keep
them
quiet?
And then you're asking Americans to kill Americans. And I for one, wouldn't do it.
Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily. It could be a small group of people, in the government who paid off some, Arabs.
It could be. No, it could be. And that's why I want to make it clear that I don't believe any of it. I don't believe the conspiracy side. I don't believe the government conspiracy side. The government official story. They're all conspiracies.
It's all up to question as far as you're concerned.
They're all conspiracies, and it's all questionable. And I think it's important to question these things. 1-800-259-9231. Mark, you've got an interesting email. What's it about? Coming up.
I have about free market university.
Free market university. Somebody doesn't believe that this is even a possibility. We get on the air all the time on Free Talk Live and say we need to turn education over to the marketplace. This guy says no way, no can do, it's impossible. We'll explore. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
MU.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. The idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with me.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We have got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. And we're going to the phones. Let's talk to Sergio in Australia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey, hello, Sergio. Just wanted to, a few days ago, you gave you said that you weren't quite familiar with the basic Israel situation, so I thought I'd give you an outline of what happened from a libertarian standpoint.
Okay, sure.
Basically, it all started about a couple of thousand years ago when a lot of Jews were living in Israel at the time, and they were kicked out by the Romans, Basically, when after that time, they just spread out across Europe and so on. And about 100 years ago, a bunch of wealthy Jews got together and planned a new Zionist state. So they wanted to create a little utopia experiment.
When was this?
They were gonna, sorry?
When was this?
About 100 years ago.
Okay.
What they did is they were planning to put it either in Madagascar or ideally in Palestine. And they started off by just buying land on a voluntary basis, which was good. It worked well for about 50 years.
Right.
With, like, minimal conflict. But then they started forming a local government, and it was from that point on that the government started taking land by force, using bulldozers and that sort of thing.
Wait. Slow down for just a moment here. The Jewish people were buying up land on their own, and then they formed themselves a government?
Yeah, that's how Israel came about.
Yes. Okay.
There was something called the Jewish National Land Trust or something.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was is a private fund for wealthy Jews in America to contribute land so that it could be bought and transferred to Jewish hands in Israel. And that was all fine and good. It worked well for a while.
Am I correct in that a lot of Palestinians refused to acknowledge Israel as a nation?
Yeah, because it basically wasn't this was all about the British sort of promising the same land to both the Jews and the Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm taking this from the standpoint of just treating the whole government situation as completely illegitimate
right.
to begin with.
All right, so we're at the turn of the century, we're at the turn of the 20th century, when Jewish people were buying up the land and then they formed their government, this government?
They formed the government around the 40s. That's
okay, in the 40s, and then
that.
they started taking people's land who were not Jewish?
Exactly. What they were doing is they were sort of Israeli terrorists and so on, and then it sort of expanded more into a government, like there was coercive pressure on the British government to mm-hmm. grant the land to Israel rather than the Palestinians, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Now, the one of the big things that happened was in the 40s, like my granddad's Palestinian, and he was telling me this story of what happened to his family. The Israeli government sent soldiers to go to several small villages and just massacre everyone in them in order to spread fear. And what happened is after a few days, the word spread. Everyone was terrified. So pretty much all of the local villages in the area were completely abandoned. People were just walking all the way to these ports where there are conveniently big ships waiting to take them away.
Right, and these are Palestinians that they were attacking.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Now, they only attacked a few villages to create the fear, and then they just let the whole thing handle itself after that. And then since then, it's been pretty much just a sort of gradual military incursions here and there.
It's just like a back and forth, them attacking one another.
Now, I would...
Yeah, it depended.
Sergio.
That, yeah.
What I'm thinking about here is the way this sort of relates in my mind is, indigenous people. In your case, you're probably sitting on some land that some Aboriginal people hunted on at one point or another, right?
Mm, sure, yeah.
And if a group of Aboriginal people descended upon your land with weapons in hand, their bullas and their boomerangs, you would probably shoot them, right?
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
And now, it's less removed. The Palestinians have only been removed from their two generations as opposed to 10. But at the same time, the Palestinians weren't exactly building shopping malls and, big government buildings or anything like that. They were, much more than sheep herders.
Yeah, sure. Basically what the situation was the land was all administered by Turkey. And the Palestinians were serfs working on that land. But
right.
there were a few Palestinians who owned land, and that's where the real conflict comes about.
But I also want you to talk about the Dome of the Rock.
What's that?
Oh, I'm not quite familiar with that. I know that there's Ariel Sharon causing a bit of controversy and Muslims overacting and so on, but I don't actually know that much about that situation.
Well, the Dome of the Rock is now currently occupied and owned by the Palestinians, who completely will not allow any Jewish people into the Dome of the Rock. And apparently there's a wall where a lot of the, Hasidic Jews will go and they'll weep against this wall. It's called the Weeping Wall, the Wailing Wall, and they'll just pray and wail against it. Kind of
I didn't hear a lot of noise. They were just shoving pieces of paper in it.
Yeah, they shove pieces of paper, but they also kind of rock back and forth and pray, and it's creepy. And and the Jews believe that this temple is, I'm trying to remember what exactly it is, but it's something like
a sacred temple.
It's very, it's like the most sacred temple. Now there's,
but it's not theirs anymore.
Well, they believe it is, but currently the Palestinians have control over it.
I see.
Now, there is some sort of plan. I read some sort of plan. Well, just for a moment, hold on. I read some sort of plan. It's wacky. Some guy actually created a virtual reality, like one of, a
virtual Dome of the Rock?
No, he created a, like a virtual reality, like a what do you call it, EverQuest kind of thing.
Okay.
Like a virtual world. With the Dome of the Rock in it, and they had this plan to take a blimp that would hang a structure that would be the temple that the Israelis want to build a temple at the site of the Dome of the Rock.
Right, that's where
they need to. That's where they have to build the temple, and that will bring around the end rapture. Of the world, yeah. Rapture.
Great,
and,
that's the end of it.
Yeah, and they want to build this temple there, and it's like this most sacred thing that they want to do, and the Palestinians are, obviously, they're fighting very hard to try and stop them to do from doing this. One guy has this plan to get a peaceful solution.
I'm with the Palestinians on this particular one. Yeah. Let's not bring around the end of time.
If you believe in that nonsense.
No,
anyway,
you're right. Go ahead, build your silly tent.
Yeah, this guy wants to hover a blimp with some sort of clear structure made out of some material over that and shine lasers onto the structure to make a holographic temple just above the Dome of the Rock, while meanwhile
the
having people online praying in the same time to bring about the rapture. They don't see it as the end of the world. They see it as...
Okay.
Yeah. So that's some wacky plan. I think it should happen because the other thing is that a lot of religious scholars think that that event could actually bring about world peace because a lot of the religions would see, like, this is how that it works, and now these religions would be united in the fact that Palestine and Israel would no longer have anything to fight about over that.
Your thoughts, Sergio? Sergio in Australia? This is an international connection. 1-800-259-9231.
We should allow him to call back in if he wants to call back in.
Well, you know, it's a difficult scenario to work out, that whole Palestinian-Israeli thing. I can't say I don't have sympathies for the Palestinians, but my sympathies really do lie with possession being 9/10 of the law in this particular circumstance. Most of these Israelis on this land lived and have lived their whole lives with Israel being this size.
Uh-huh.
I mean, essentially, Israel's been the same size since 1967.
Okay.
So, you know, what are you going to do about that? You want to just take everything away from all those people that have moved there and all that bought land, spent their money, and
why
give it back
just
to Palestinians?
It's also crazy. I mean, they have these, you know, the Israeli army and all their, even their children are trained to be in this army, and you've got the Israeli army fighting, you know, the Hezbollah and the Mujahideen and the Muad'Dib and whatever else.
And it jumps back to this whole group discussion.
Giant desert worms.
It's all a bunch
people.
Of people who consider themselves in groups and they hate each other. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking at the world today from within the box, you must see total chaos and feel lost with no hope. Out-of-the-box thinkers, such as Nostradamus, who saw the world from a different perspective, knew that nature or God's truth would prevail. They saw that today's organized religions and governments are being judged, not with the hand of man through atomic wars, but with the hand of God through natural disasters. We are judging ourselves during this trying apocalyptic period by all our hidden truths being uncovered. Don't you see this happening through the media today? Just remember these famous words. Everything hidden will be uncovered, and the truth will make you free. For evidence of these statements, get Jerry Vanno's new book, The Uncovering of the Greatest Story Never Told. Go to www.gvanno.com. That's www.gvanno.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. currently for sale by owner. The ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the remaining moments of the Friday edition. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Still enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. Talking about groups and how dangerous the idea is of everybody feeling like they belong to a group and the other groups are inferior and we must crush them, and that's why we have so much hatred and violence in this world, at least one of the reasons. 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Join up with the Amplifier program. Go to amp.freetalklive.
Join our group.
Go to the amp.
Now I almost feel like I can't promote it. Amp.freetalklive.com.
We'll crush the other people on
Crush
Podcast
the other
Alley.
Radio shows.
We'll crush them on Podcast Alley.
Yes, if you want to crush Rush Limbaugh, you should join the AMP program. Amp.freetalklive.com. You get signed up. It's $3 a month. It's totally voluntary. As you know, we give you everything for free on our website. In return, we ask that you join the AMP program. You get access to perks. You get access to classic archives, the Amplifier-only call-in lines, Amplifier-only, there's Amplifier-only forum as well.
Basically, you're better.
Yeah.
Than everyone else.
Group has perks. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. It's great because it helps us spread the message of freedom and liberty and get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, and it's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Yes.
Now tell them about the Free State Project.
No. We've already done that. We're going to the phone. We're talking to William in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnson, and Mark.
Hey.
Hey, William.
What's going on, guys?
What's on your mind?
You guys are saying that this war is between Christians and Muslims. It's not at all. That's just the rationalization. Because, like you guys said earlier, since childhood we're taught that people get in groups, you know, and we think we're the best. And when we're proposed with a threat like the Islamics that has been totally created, we think, oh, this group is trying to attack us, our group, the Christians, which the majority of Americans are.
Mm-hmm.
So they falsely believe it's a group battle when it's not at all. It's an imperial battle.
Exactly.
Okay, good observation. They've changed it into a religious battle. They believe at this point that it is a religious battle, even though it is really an imperial battle of power of our state versus them.
I mean, they're Islamo-fascists, right? They're Islamo-fascists.
Yeah,
that's what
totally
they keep calling
ridiculous.
Them. Yeah.
And I got one more thing.
Yes, sir.
On 9/11, that's how it all got started. And if the proof is in the pudding, how can Arabs have military drills of those attacks going on to cover their butts? Because that can't happen normally. We have a very good Air Force. We got NORAD. But there were drills saying to stand down. Arabs can't have drills like that.
You're talking about the there were government
military
drills going on the very same day.
Flying into the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. Yes, there were drills of that.
That was some very interesting coincidences, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the Northwoods document, which I think is still the biggest, by far and away the single largest piece of evidence.
Oh, there's countless pieces of evidence everywhere you turn.
It's circumstantial, but it's interesting.
That's not all that circumstantial.
It shows that they were willing to do it then.
They had an exact plan to do that exact very thing, to fly planes into buildings in a document that the military created. And it's certainly interesting.
Plus, all these other terrorist attacks in India, Spain, Britain, every single time the governments have had drills of these same exact events happening. You think that's terrorist in the government? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
It's the psyops.
As I pointed out, it's something that people should continue asking questions, continue examining the evidence, if that's something that you want to look into. But
and again, our position on this is repeatedly, it doesn't really matter. Government's bad no matter which way you put it.
Right. Big government is the problem. Yep. And the solution is liberty, not doing research on the truth behind 9/11.
They need to not have the power to be able to do these things.
And also be sure that you don't fall into the trap of being a... joining the group of one of these zealotous conspiracy theorists out there, because there are so many people that just sort of sign on to like one of the radio show hosts that's always talking about 9/11 and the conspiracies, and they'll just believe anything that comes out of those hosts' mouths. So I think you need to question everything that's put on your plate, even the conspiracy theories as well.
Exactly. You got to verify everything.
Very good. William, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Look how fast I backed down on my old position a couple shows back about the environment.
Which one?
When we had Michael Shermer on and all that, and then a couple shows later, I said, look, consensus is meaningless.
Yeah.
For example, don't join up with those groups. Don't, just toe a single line just because that's what's being spewed out. You got to have your own, evidence and data. I still support, people making environmental changes and moving things. But
I do.
It's
easy to be lazy.
Yeah.
And presume they'll do the research for me.
Right.
I'll just believe whatever they say.
But I don't, toe that line of it's a disaster.
Don't take
anymore.
The easy way out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take the road less traveled. Let's talk to Fred in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hi, I want to talk about the Iran situation. And
okay, great. So you're on the air. What's up?
Okay. I think there's been something that's very important that's been missed. I remember about 2 months ago, there was a tremendous offer by Iran to allow and encourage Western companies, including any ones from the United States, to invest in any kind of nuclear industry that they would develop, and they would probably ratify that with a treaty.
What you're saying, that Iran invited American companies to come over, invest in the nuclear program,
yeah.
And that way these American companies could look at them and say, no, there's no weapons development going on?
Right, and not just a small amount, but a huge percentage of their industry could be owned by foreign interests.
The president of Iran, he may be a crazy big government guy, I don't know, but from what I've seen, he seems a lot more reasonable than George W. Bush. I mean, it was just this week that he made a public offer to George W. Bush, come on TV with me and debate me. He said, come on television and debate me in front of the world. And George Bush, of course, is not going to even respond to it. He's certainly not going to consider doing something like that. But what a reasonable request.
Right. Well, the reason I'm focusing on the investment offer is that when you have a strategic industry, whether it's, supercomputers or missiles the nuclear industry, and you're talking about all areas of their nuclear industry, not just power production, but production of uranium, blah blah blah. And
right.
Of course, if there's large Western companies involved in this, then they'd have to be under international.
Why would a company based in America want to help out with blowing America up? That wouldn't make much
right,
sense.
No, I mean it would have to be. The inspector angle or the inspector need would be taken care of, because that wouldn't offend Iran if they're getting this continued cooperation.
Hmm.
Iran cannot exist well without outside investment. They only produce a small amount of wheat and some other very necessary things. They need a lot of
people need to buy oil. Thanks for bringing it to the table. We appreciate it, Fred. Have a great night. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number.
All right, so I want to let people know, also, I'm probably not going to be coming back next Friday. The reason why is because of my new job. Obviously, I've been late. I was late tonight.
Late last week. I was almost going to fire you tonight, Johnson.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little break because I've got I've got this new job situation. I'm trying to save up, so.
And plus, as you know, we're getting ready to head up to New Hampshire, hopefully sometime this summer.
Right, and I want to be up there. I want to be up there soon. Hoping for beginning of next year.
Right on.
So, right in the midst of winter. Yep, right in the midst of winter. We're gonna move up into the snow.
Well, you're from Connecticut,
I went to school in Maine, man. Yeah. New Hampshire is nothing.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure a lot of New Hampshireites are like, "Yeah, we'll show you, boy."
I don't really know.
They're gonna bury me in snow.
Do they say boy up north like that?
Yeah, there's some people up there that are,
That's more of a southern thing, boy.
I've known some people up there that
I'm so petrified of them.
They're snowhounds. So, I'm gonna take a little bit of a break, but I intend on being the first one back.
You intend on being the first co-host back on Free Talk Live?
Absolutely.
Sounds like a bit of a competition to me.
I'll be back soon.
Who will be the first?
I guess, yeah.
Will it be Torgo?
It seems like a pretty heated competition.
Will it be Jason?
I'm really not sure who's gonna get there on that.
I don't know, man. Jason has been kind of incommunicado. I sent him an email. He's one of our co-hosts. He's actually the co-host who left.
Must be because he's in New Hampshire, right?
No, I don't think so. I think he's still in Orlando.
He signed a lease about 4 or 5 months ago. He's not coming up anytime soon.
Yeah, but the lease is with like 4 or 5 other guys, so he could probably break out of it. I don't know. Who knows? If you got a lease with 5 guys, it can't really be that much.
My money's on Johnson.
All right, we'll find out what happens. So, Johnson, best of luck with your new gig, and we hope to see you up in New Hampshire as soon as possible. I know we're excited, gearing up to head up there ourselves. If all goes as planned, we should be up there before the end of the summer, which that's what, September 21st?
Yeah.
I mean, that's right around the corner.
I don't want to keep showing up late, so that's why I'm taking this break.
Indeed, sir. And it's been fun as always, and we'll have you back. And by the way, I was going to say that people could buy the DVD set, but you really weren't on the first season of the show. You're like the only co-host that was really introduced in the syndicated days.
Yeah. So they should amp up.
Yeah, and you're still going to be hanging around the boards. You're still going to be on the BBS.
I'll still be around. I'm still running the Free Market Diggers group at dig.freetalklive.com. Still in charge of the store.
Which, by the way, pre-order phase continuing through the weekend at store.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night for the Saturday show.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. I love